risingtogether.info for more information.
Oops. Let's see. Oh. Okay. Now. Come on. Okay. This is WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. Stay tuned for Ecologic coming up. It is 2:30 p.m.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
If they keep on polluting the earth, then tell me where we gonna plant our seed. It makes me wanna cry for the children. Makes me wanna cry for Mother Earth. Makes me wanna cry for we could do. There's so much we could know if we listen.
On this, the 10th anniversary of Occupy Wall Street, from members of the Occupy Environmental Solidarity Working Group, it's Ecologic. Clean air and water are healthy air and water. Every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. And this is Ecologic for September 17th, 2021.
When your air or water are clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said.
10 years ago today, Occupy Wall Street was born at Scotty Park. A call was answered and a gathering begun, which grew. The method of sharing public space was adopted throughout the world, with over 2,000 prominent zones held as a modern agora. Without asking permission to air grievances and ask our fellow country folk to lend their ears and voices to our words from the heart, from our plight through this world, and each of us another vital strand, sinew, and participant of the 99%. Less than 1% actually showed up on behalf of the 99.998% who are not an ultra-billionaire or otherwise have their own needs met, yet a movement started that has changed the conversation and influenced public opinion.
As a point person of the Environmental Solidarity Working Group, I brought the illustrious Ken Gale in as a speaker, and he never left.
And I thank you for that. I thought Occupy Wall Street was an amazing organization. I got there about 2 weeks in, and the first thing I noticed about it was non-ageist. People were communicating no matter who the other person was. It just reached across generations, experience levels, everything. It was a wonderful solidarity between individuals. The first time I learned about Black Lives Matter was at Occupy Wall Street. They were creating their own electricity with stationary bicycles. People were getting their laptops powered by people pedaling. It was wonderful. There were individuals learning job skills that they used to get work. And then there's the wonderful working groups where people got together in smaller groups to talk about specific issues. Of course, Donna and I were in the Environmental Solidarity Working Group with some amazing people. And we put on forums, we put on marches, we put on civil disobedience, we introduced all sorts of environmental issues to each other, and including the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which we then introduced to all of Occupy Wall Street. And Environmental Solidarity ended up being one of the longest lasting working groups of Occupy Wall Street. The energy created did not end when the tents were torn down.
Yeah, there were a lot of wonderful activist organizations that evolved out of Occupy. So it lives on because the influence of Occupy and the influence of Solidarity Working Group goes on.
Yeah.
Sally?
On so many varied topics, so much intellectual library. It was a truly unique experience. But just as every day is Earth Day, every week is Climate Week. But there is a corporate Climate Week sponsored mostly by polluting corporations trying to co-opt the environmental movement, greenwashing themselves.
Although Cambridge Dictionary says greenwashing is designed to make people believe that your company is doing more to protect the environment than it really is, greenwashing in reality hides the fact that they may not be doing anything at all or take too much credit for too little action.
How does it make sense that some of the sponsors are the very corporations that pollute, bringing fracked gas to communities against the will, dumping poisons into the waterways, destroying miles of old-growth forests, attacking indigenous cultures, operating mines that destroy drinking water sources, and so much more?
Financiers are equally complicit and are also among the sponsors.
That's some of who the greenwashers are, and you need to look out for. Layla Akarlu wrote on Medium.com, greenwashing is all about misdirection, showing one thing that distracts you from what is really going on. The main issue is that it gets in the way of real progress on such significant environmental issues as climate change, plastic ocean pollution, air pollution, and global species extinctions.
Yeah. Greenwashing is a type of climate denial. It's marketing gone wild. It's misleading you. It's lying to you. Let's get real. Sarah Shaw, Friends of the Earth International Climate Justice and Energy Program Coordinator, wrote, net zero plans from big polluters are nothing more than a big con. The reality is that corporations like Shell have no interest in genuinely acting to solve the climate crisis by reducing their emissions from fossil fuels. They instead plan to continue business as usual while greenwashing their image with tree planting and offsetting schemes that can never, ever make up for digging up and burning fossil fuels. We must wake up fast to the fact that we are falling for a trick. Net zero risks obscuring a lack of action until it's too late.
Here's another big example of greenwashing. They try to call themselves emission-free and carbon-neutral and use other vocabulary words from the environmental movement when they are anything but green, contributing to climate change in many ways and are probably the biggest of all environmental justice issues. Eventually, all nuclear plants will use more energy than they provided just to keep the waste cool.
Wow. The Sierra Club reports victory. After almost 9,000 calls from members and relentless pressure from allies and partners, the Chubb Insurance Company has announced that it will become the 16th insurer to cut ties with the Trans Mountain Tar Sands Oil Pipeline. That's 16. Yeah. Watch out, Liberty Mutual, AIG, and Lloyd's of London. You're next.
This morning, Extinction Rebellion was at J.P. Morgan Chase's headquarters, calling attention to the corporation's role as the world's number one banker of climate change, which $317 billion poured into fossil fuels since the 2015 Paris Agreement. Wow. Exxon rebels were also risking arrest at Bank of America and Citibank.
The Ontario Teachers Pension Plan, which is $228 billion Canadian, set portfolio emissions intensity reduction standards of 45% by 2025 and 67% by 2030. Shift Action acknowledges that it's not divestment and that there's still a long way to go, but points out that it is the strongest climate commitment yet from a Canadian pension fund, made possible by a growing movement of working and retired teachers in Ontario. Partial victories can be used for greenwashing, but sometimes they're an honest first step. People need to watch the implementation and whether there are next steps, or if the corporation in question thinks that one and done is enough. It isn't.
It isn't. We call out National Grid for their duplicity, especially as their U.S. CEO is a main speaker at the Corporate Climate West keynote speaker. Oh, my God. Ugh. National Grid would like to position itself as a climate hero working towards just transition to renewable energy. Huh. They have even bought their way into the prize spot of headlining partner for Climate Week New York City, as well as a principal partner in the upcoming COP26 in Glasgow. How is that possible? But we see their criminal greenwashing and see them for what they really are: climate colonizers who are building out massive fracked gas infrastructure in Black, Indigenous, people of color, and low-income neighborhoods, with gas already flowing to stuff their shareholders' pockets and make a profit. Watch for a surprise Zoom action at noon, Monday, September 20th, at NoBK Pipeline. Go to the @NoBK Pipeline. Those of you online, please check out our website, ecoradio.org, for our June 10th show about the $66 payment strike against National Grid by NoBK Pipeline.
Amazon Watch and Stand.Earth promote our New York Climate Week webinar happening next Tuesday, September 21st at 11 a.m., to hear from Indigenous leaders and environmental activists about their push for an urgent adoption of an Amazon exclusion policy from the world's leading financial institutions, including Chase. We'll be joined by leaders from the Confederation of Indigenous Nationalities of the Ecuadorian Amazon, investigative researchers, and campaigners as they discuss the need for banks to commit to ending financing and investments for any oil and gas activity in the Amazon biome, in line with the need for a global shift out of fossil fuels.
Speaking of which, from fossilfueltreaty.org comes this: while there are a number of international agreements to tackle climate, there is currently no international mechanism in place to limit fossil fuel expansion. To address the elephant in the room, the Fossil Fuel Non-Proliferation Treaty was launched one year ago and has since received endorsements from over a dozen cities, 101 Nobel laureates, 1,300 plus academics, and hundreds of civil society organizations.
One refreshingly ungreenwashed event next week is on Tuesday, a virtual event sponsored by the New School. It builds on the recent third edition of the ClimateFalseSolutions.org collectives Hoodwinked in the Hothouse: Resist False Solutions to Climate Change. It's tackling neoliberal policy agendas and unproven corporate techno fixes. designed to subsidize fossil fuel industry expansion, projects that are certain to compound the damage to climate chaos frontline communities. Their international panel of climate justice organizers and leaders of frontline communities will prepare you to consider the reality of the multi-billion dollar criminal investments being promoted by fossil fools and disaster capitalists during Climate Week. We urge everyone listening to download the PDF of Hoodwinked in the Hot House, Resist False Solutions to Climate Change. Check out these chapters, Carbon Pricing, Nature-Based Solutions, Bioenergy, Natural Gas, Hydrogen, Landfill Gas to Energy, Waste Incineration, Nuclear Power, Renewable Energy, Hydroelectricity, Geoengineering, Carbon Capture, Real Solutions for Climate Justice.
Wow. Another sponsor is Hydro-Quebec. NYSERDA is wrong to accept bids for their proposed Champlain-Hudson Power Express. The dams create huge lakes, flooding huge swaths of forest. The flooded trees die, and the dead trees release methylmercury into the water. Methylmercury is a poison, and all the fish die, as they have where this has already happened. And the indigenous people get sick from eating the fish and have to stop. Animals get sick from drinking the water, and they die. Sick animals are easier to hunt, and the indigenous people who eat them get sicker. Imported venison makes people and pets sick, too. Mercury accumulating faster than the body can eliminate it. Think the Mad Hatter in Alice in Wonderland. That work of fiction literally, pun intended, saved all the workers in the hatting industry from a terrible death from mercury. Back then, almost all men and women wore hats. Sports fishermen also use these lakes of methylmercury and eat the fish and get sick. And the change in temperature and hydrology of the water affects the local climate. And greenhouse gases are released by dead trees. We focused on Hydro-Quebec and the Champlain-Hudson Power Express on our July 15th show, which also can be found on our website.
With a few programs, including climate trivia, with the New York City Trivia League, covering everything climate, from science to pop culture, science fiction, and more. For the family, the Omega 3, a climate change musical adventure in collaboration with the American Law Theater, with animated characters, actors, and musicians who tell the story of our planet's current climate and answer children's questions about why climate is changing and what everyone can do to slow it down. This is one of the positive events of Climate Week, and of course is not included in the polluter schedule.
That was at the Museum of Natural History. Wow, great. Together We Rise on September 20th is hosted live and streamed at the New York Society for Ethical Culture in collaboration with 350 NYC, Pacamama Alliance Drawdown New York City, and Climate Reality New York City, co-sponsored by Salesforce and Accenture. Titled The Power of Female Leadership to Help Solve the Climate Crisis and inspired by a recent collection of essays, the intergenerational event will celebrate and amplify the unique voices and approaches of women leading the climate movement and men who recognize and manifest that powerful and practical difference. A link will be on ecoradio.org.
And there is a fee for that event. Code Pink's Walk of Shame to BlackRock's New York office at East 51st Street and Madison Avenue has the theme of War is Not Green in preparation for COP26 in Glasgow, with the Raging Grannies singing at noon. Also on September 19th, 1 p.m. at Foley Square, the Raging Grannies will be singing four songs: Follow the Money, Corporations Run the World, Divest, and The Military Pollutes. There are a lot of greenwashing aspects to COP26. Environmental groups are traditionally shut out of the discussion.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, DNR, ordered Enbridge to pay $3.32 million in fines for failure to follow environmental laws. The company breached the confining layer of an artesian aquifer, resulting in an unauthorized groundwater appropriation during the construction of the Line 3 replacement project near Enbridge's Clearbrook Terminal.
With greenwashing, environmental problems stay the same, or more likely, they get even worse, as greenwashing often sucks up airtime and misdirects well-intentioned consumers down the wrong path.
Polluting industries are not about to repent.
As usual, the time flies by and we do need to wrap it up. But thank you all for joining us. We love our listeners. Next week, join us for a report on actions being taken to stop BlackRock greenwashing their investments in dirty fossil fuels, deforestation, and other environmentally destructive projects. Those of our listeners online can go to ecoradio.org for information on some of the items we discussed.
Events and people making a difference. This is a most important role for Ecologic and WBAI-FM.
You can listen to this show again and any of our past shows and get environmental news on a variety of topics, such as the Climate False Solutions Report and problems with the nuclear bailout, $50 billion in the Build Back Better Act, at www.ecoradio.org.
That's www.ecoradio.org.
So to find out when our shows are posted, those of you online, please sign up for our email list. Those of you on Facebook, please like our page, Enter Eco-Logic.
There are many video and audio versions of Ecologic available to you for a donation to WBAI. Go to www.givetowbai.org and choose Ecologic on the drop-down menu after you click on Next, or call 212-209-2950 and say you want to become a member or a BAI buddy.
Becoming a BAI buddy in the name of Ecologic would be the perfect way to show your appreciation for 30 years of Ken Gale bringing you important information over these WBAI airwaves. So show your love for Ecologic and help us stay on the air.
And we always appreciate our excellent engineer, Reggie Johnson. We couldn't do this without you. I'm Ken Gale. And we have Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. And join us next week, Friday, September 24th at 2:30 p.m. to hear more about BlackRock.
See the sun, how bright it shines on the nations of the earth. All who share this thing called life celebrate each day's rebirth.
So expensive energy, so
WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Askia Muhammad. Here are some headlines. New York Governor Kathy Hochul ordered the immediate release of 191 Rikers Island inmates today and signed a bill into law that paves the way for even more prisoners to be set free as conditions at the notorious city lockup continue to deteriorate. The soon-to-be free inmates are behind bars for technical parole violations like missing a curfew, being late for an appointment, or consuming alcohol. And Hochul said they shouldn't have been back at Rikers to begin with. Two former police officers with the Millersville Police Department in Ohio have filed a lawsuit alleging that Millersville Police Chief Mark Palmer and other department leaders subjected them to a culture of racist harassment and intimidation. One of the officers, who is white, says he was fired for reporting his chief's suspected KKK ties to Black Lives Matter organizers. Another officer, who is black, says that Chief Palmer often referred to African Americans as, quote, N-words, monkeys, and animals. The police chief was previously sued in 2015 by two men who had been his first black officers, but the case was ultimately dismissed. A new fence, an information sharing alert, and ramped up airport security are just a few of the ways law enforcement is preparing to prevent another deadly insurrection ahead of Saturday's rally aimed at showing support for those arrested on January 6th. The Department of Homeland Security is estimating roughly 700 people will attend the rally. Look Ahead America, the group organizing the rally in Washington, is also holding events at 13 other state capitals on Saturday. The Biden administration is buying hundreds of millions more doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine to donate to the world, according to two people familiar with the deal, as the United States looks to increase efforts to share vaccines with the global population. The announcement of the purchase is slated for early next week and timed to the United Nations General Assembly meeting, said the people acquainted with the deal, who spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the donation with the Washington Post. School districts across the country are facing staff shortages, from substitute teachers to cafeteria workers and bus drivers, according to reporting from the New York Times. Chip Slavin, interim director for the National School Boards Association, said districts have struggled for years to recruit and retain workers because of poor pay and inconsistent schedules. And the coronavirus pandemic has made the situation worse, as workers are concerned about face-to-face contact with children. Erica Groshen, a Cornell University economist, said school districts have gotten away with underpaying workers for a long time. Firefighters wrapped the base of the world's largest tree in a fire-resistant blanket as they tried to save a famous grove of gigantic old-growth sequoias from wildfires burning in California's rugged Sierra Nevada. The colossal General Sherman tree in Sequoia National Park's Giant Forest, some other sequoias, the Giant Forest Museum, and other buildings were wrapped for protection against intense flames, a fire spokeswoman said. Currently in Washington, it's cloudy and 79 degrees. In New York, it's cloudy and 73. I'm Askia Muhammad. Thank you for listening to WPFW Washington and WBAI New York.
I'm Mama Soul, and every week I join forces with my Harlem Connected brothers, DJ Black Icon 1 and The Law, to connect WBAI listeners to the artists that helped establish Harlem as a cultural mecca.
But on Friday, September 17th, the Harlem Connection is going to partner with Sleepin99.com. So you can hear what happens when DJs from Alabama and New England get to add some uptown funk to Flavor99.com's mixes.
Get all the Harlem Connection to Flavor99.com flavor Friday, September 17th at 10 p.m. and Sunday, September 19th at 3 a.m. on 99.5 WBAI and WBAI.org.
And it's available afterwards on demand via WBAI.org/archive.
Here comes the brand new neighbor.
The previous program was Ecologic, heard Fridays at 2:30 p.m.